Made of the mist the second, its decks heaving, drenched by spray and surrounded by thunder, was almost to its turning point, just below Horseshoe Falls. At the wheel, Captain Keach peered into the chaos of white water. When, at 12:52, he spotted a bobbing orange object dead ahead, he craned forward in amazement. He barked into his ship-to-shore phone. "This is Keach. There's a kid in a life jacket floating around up here, and maybe I'm crazy, but I think he's alive." Though Roger Woodward was indeed alive, the first human being to survive a drop over Niagara Falls without elaborate protection, his peril was not yet past. He was drifting close to the huge port of an Ontario hydro plant and might yet be dragged into the opening. The maid came about and bore down on the boy from upstream, using the full reverse power of both engines to hold a position against the driving current. From the starboard bow, Mate Hartling and deckhand Jack Hopkins threw a life preserver toward the tiny figure in the water. It fell short. They hauled it in and threw again. On the third try, the life preserver bobbed to within an arm's length of the thrashing boy. He crawled up onto it. A moment later, Roger Woodward lay on the deck of the maid, shivering under the blankets piled on him. "Please find my sister," he said. "She and Mr. Honeycutt fell in the water, too."